Today is Monday, May 11th. What to know today about COVID-19 in the West Wing, who tested positive, and which top U.S. officials are now staying home. And thousands of people say they'll volunteer to be exposed, all for a risky type of research. Plus, Tesla sues over factory restrictions, MMA fighters return to action, and which essential workers will be getting some free vacations. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The top doctors in charge of managing the COVID-19 pandemic are going into isolation. Several members of the coronavirus task force came in contact with at least one White House aide who later tested positive for the virus. So three of the members will be self-isolating for 2 weeks. They are top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn. So far, none of them have tested positive for the virus. Vice President Mike Pence also came in contact with people who have come down with COVID-19, including his press secretary. Even though he was self-isolating over the weekend, Pence plans to return to the White House today. Still, an administration official told the AP Pence would be keeping his distance from other people. Both Vice President Pence and President Trump are being tested every day, and so far they've been testing negative. However, at least 11 Secret Service employees have reportedly been infected with COVID-19, and 60 other staffers are in self-quarantine. This should not affect protections, though, since there are more than 3,000 agents who work closely to protect presidents, vice presidents, and their families. Well, Americans are getting some mixed messages about the future of this pandemic. For example, on Friday, President Trump said he believed COVID-19 would go away without a vaccine. He did not cite specific examples, but says there's evidence of other viruses disappearing without vaccines, so it could happen here, too. But the director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security pushed back on that. Dr. Tom Inglesby told Fox News, COVID-19 will remain a problem in some form until a vaccine is developed. He said, hopefully we'll learn to live with it and be able to slow the spread of the virus even further, but it won't just vanish. In fact, he says the U.S. is still in the early stages of the pandemic, despite the fact that nearly 80,000 Americans have already died from it. Dr. Inglesby said reopening the country, even partially, can cause some new hotspots and increase cases in some areas. But he agrees we do need to find a balance to help get the economy going again. To get back to work safely, he says every state needs better testing and better contact tracing, where people are tracing who gets sick and warning those they came in contact with. Thousands of people are volunteering to get infected with the new coronavirus. The reason? It's one way to speed up the development of a vaccine. We're talking about a so-called human challenge trial. Here's the idea. Otherwise healthy people get the possible vaccine that's being studied. Then they're purposely exposed to the virus to see if the vaccine works. To be clear, this is not how vaccine research usually works in the U.S. The FDA has never allowed this for a disease like COVID-19 that does not have a cure. Instead, as part of the process, researchers give people a vaccine and they wait. They simply wait to see how many people in the study get infected. Some argue we don't have that kind of time right now, and this method could save more lives. Others say it's not ethical. While it's being debated, there are no plans right now to actually do this in the U.S., but more than 15,000 people from more than 100 countries have already volunteered to take part. In the U.S., it's ultimately up to the FDA to decide if this will ever happen. The world is remembering a rock and roll pioneer. Little Richard died Saturday after a battle with bone cancer. He's known for hit songs like Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly, as well as outlandish costumes and showmanship. Other musical legends like Elton John, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, and David Bowie have all said they idolize Little Richard as an artist. So he influenced generations of rock and roll. Little Richard was 87 years old. There's a new piece of evidence in a high-profile murder investigation in Georgia, and now the state is asking the feds to get involved. We're talking about the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, who is black. Remember, his family says he was sober, unarmed, and just jogging for exercise when he was shot and killed in a racist attack. The suspects are a father and son, Gregory and Travis McMichael, who are white. They say Arbery was a burglar who stole from a nearby construction site, so they went after him, and ultimately, they say they had to use self-defense. Well, surveillance video released over the weekend does show Arbery walking into a home under construction just a block away from the shooting minutes before he was killed. But the video does not show him taking anything. An expert told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, walking into a construction site is not necessarily a crime, and it's not a good enough reason for attempting even a citizen's arrest. Remember, another video shows a confrontation and Arbery was shot and killed in the street. The McMichaels were not arrested and charged with murder until 2 months after the shooting, when it started getting national attention. Now, Georgia's attorney general has asked the U.S. Justice Department to investigate how local law enforcement originally handled this case. No matter what, the McMichaels will not face any hate crime charges in Georgia. It's one of 4 states in the U.S. that don't have a hate crime prevention law. Electric car maker Tesla is suing to reopen. CEO Elon Musk filed the lawsuit against Alameda County in California, since county officials will not let him reopen his factory in Fremont. He says there's no reason to pump the brakes since Governor Newsom has given factories the okay to get back to work. Musk is so mad, he also threatened to move Tesla's headquarters out of California altogether to either Texas or Nevada. CNN reports health officials say they're working with Tesla on a reopening plan, but they have not given the company the green light yet. We have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor this week, Netgear. Is your home Wi-Fi struggling to keep up? Can it handle streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling? What about all at once? Sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible, even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. A new type of test is being called a game changer. The FDA has approved a new rapid COVID-19 test that promises to diagnose patients in as little as 15 minutes. This is a big deal because some people are still waiting hours, if not days, to get their results. Just like the old test, this new one requires a nasal swab, but the results come in so much faster for 2 reasons. 1, the test only looks for virus proteins rather than genetic material. And 2, it doesn't require fancy lab equipment to read the results, so the test can be processed in most doctors' offices. There is a drawback, though. CBS News reports the new COVID test is only about 85% accurate. So the FDA says when this new test comes back negative, results should be backed up with the traditional swab test. Still, experts say this rapid test could be the key in reopening the country safely. After a roughly 2-month hiatus, the UFC made its return over the weekend. It held fights in Jacksonville, Florida, but the vibe was definitely different. For example, there were no fans watching in the stands, and all the fighters had to be tested for COVID-19 before the event. In fact, the AP reports one of them did test positive the day before, so he was not allowed to take part. Still, the fight night got pretty good reviews. President Trump even recorded a congratulations message for the UFC, saying it's important to get sports going again. 2 more nights of fights are scheduled this week, but first, another 1,000 COVID-19 tests will be given out to make sure everyone is healthy. Several tech companies are working to rebound from coronavirus-related shutdowns. For example, Apple says it'll reopen some of its U.S. stores this week in Idaho, South Carolina, Alabama, and Alaska. But there will be a bunch of new safety rules. CNBC reports the stores will be doing temperature checks for both customers and employees, and they'll limit how many people can be inside at once. And both Facebook and Google say they'll give most of their employees the option to work from home for the rest of the year, even though they do plan to start reopening their offices this summer. More than 4,000 frontline workers at a New York City hospital are getting some free vacations. American Airlines and Hyatt Hotels teamed up to send each person a 3-day trip. They can pick from a variety of destinations in the U.S. and the Caribbean. This isn't just for doctors and nurses either. Other hospital staff, like food service workers, are getting free trips as well. They'll be able to take the trips later this year or next year once they get a break from work. And that's it for your 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about how people around the world are spending money right now. Market researcher Euromonitor International found things have definitely changed since stay-at-home orders went into effect. For example, people are buying more self-care products and services, from meditation apps to mood boosters to even legal cannabis. And it seems we're all more inclined to support local businesses and locally produced products. As for what's dropped off since January, people are not buying reusables much anymore, even though they are better for the environment. Instead, people want to use disposable products that might be cleaner. And of course, all things transportation are out. At the beginning of the year, consumer trends were all about bike sharing, scooter sharing, and even chopper sharing. And right now, that's of course no longer the case. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. Be sure to subscribe or follow in your favorite app if you haven't already. It helps make sure you get new episodes right on your phone for free. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. And as always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.